It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area, of course, and joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Ruth.
How are you this morning?
Okay. We're time to get back into the swing of things.
Boy.
And after 2 weeks off, kids are going back to school today, and I think there has been some chatter about the calendar.
Oh, there's been a lot of chatter about the calendar.
And that, I'm sure, will be a topic of discussion at tonight's Region 1 Board of Ed meeting.
There's been chatter about the challenge, the calendar, and also about the way money's moving around in Region 1. There's been chatter about that.
Yes, there's policy coming up tonight for discussion on that. The school, as we say, has been out for 2 weeks for Christmas vacation, and the calendar for next year has it the same way, 2 weeks off. And I did see some chatter on Facebook about parents who are concerned, and as I say, I think it will be discussed. It's a long break, and parents are not happy.
Torrington went back to school on Wednesday. The second.
Region one was long, almost like a private school.
It is a private school break. That's what you do,
And then with the threat of snow days coming, it certainly extends the calendar into June, and it just seems it would be from parents' point of perspective, the learning is, 2 weeks out of learning is a long time, and people are scrambling for child care. It's another issue.
And then you have the professional days that come in also that interrupt. So it's a tough thing. Nobody liked the calendar when it was introduced. Supposedly it was going to be a try as you like it, but to see what happens.
Yeah.
But already the calendar's been set for next year. I mean,
it's not set.
Anyway,
it's proposed, and
it's set.
last year there was kerfuffle over the Board of Region 1 approved it, and Pat McCara from Falls Village said, "Well, wait a minute, the elementary boards haven't even seen it yet." So they did go back and show it to the elementary boards, and then it got approved. So I'm sure it's going to be that way this year, but hopefully there's enough outcry, they will change it.
Yeah, hopefully everyone's lived through it now so that you can actually see practically what it's like.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you have the Region 1 meeting tonight. You have the Salisbury Selectmen.
Kane and Selectman.
The Sharon Housing Ridge Authority, the Conservation Inland Wetlands Commission in Salisbury is meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tonight is really one of the busiest nights I've seen. Like you said, the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan is meeting.
Yeah. I don't know. The first Monday, I keep asking, can you just spread it out a bit? It's so hard for those of us who have to be in six places at once.
But it doesn't even stop there, because tomorrow you have the Sharon Board of Selectmen. They have their 2 o'clock meeting.
2 o'clock meeting.
Tomorrow. Yep. Then Falls Village has its Board of Education meeting.
Right.
Tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Lee H. Kellogg School.
That's correct. And then on Thursday we have a town meeting in Canaan. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, first of all, on Wednesday, there's an aquifer protection public hearing in North Canaan at Town Hall at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
The Board of Finance meets on Wednesday in North Canaan at 7:30. And then you get to the two town meetings that are on the same night, which is the Falls Village and North Canaan. Both have town meetings.
Crazy. Whoa.
Yeah, I mean it's just a
crazy week for, I guess, not going to sleep much. Yep.
And the North Canaan Board of Education meets on Thursday as well.
Okay.
I mean, they wanted to pack everything into 1 week.
1 week. Well, and it's not as if you can take the next week off either.
No.
On Friday night we've got the postponed FFA banquet at the high school. That was postponed because of weather in December, and that's a real big deal. Kids really come out for that, parents. And all about the culture of the black families back in the earlier part of this last century in Salisbury. People said, is there a book in this? And he sort of smiled, so maybe eventually. We had the ongoing story about the Conservation Trust in Cornwall seeking support for a grant to buy more open space, and the selectmen a bit hesitant because of, again, as we've said, the need for housing rather than preservation at this point. You know, it used to be preservation was the big talk, and saving land and keeping the towns rural, but it's come to the point where housing is a real need, and the towns are facing declining population and declining enrollment at the schools, and it's a tough issue.
Also, the sewer district in West Cornwall, where they're selecting possible possible places
for a sewer plant, and that's several property owners have come forward and said, "Okay, you can look at our land," because again, it all ties into bringing people and businesses into the communities. Because Cornwall, as you know, is sort of empty at this point. West Cornwall, the restaurants out, the Todd Piker's moved his pottery shop out, and the town is very quiet and needs some oomph. And they have septic systems and waters wells that are you know, some are just not up to par. So lots of things need to be done. It's a whole new look at the northwest corner than it was 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah. And the final story we'll comment in is the judge finally it's the case in Sharon with Luke Vitalis, the brothers, that's going to stand. They didn't let the objections from the defense stand in the appeal. So so that is finally over and done with.
Hopefully that was certainly a black mark on this community. Yep. And we just did have a little blurb about the Ridgeways going to Washington to see Johanna Hayes inaugurated, which was kind of a fun time. And the northwest corner goes to Washington.
That's it. Yeah. And she's moved her office to Waterbury out of New Britain those years.
right. So new times ahead.
Yep.
But I think I'll go back to sleep and wake up next Saturday.
Good luck.
Yeah, right.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, guys, take care. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Yep. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American report this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.